Recently revealed documents suggest that the Trump administration's push to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census was not merely administrative, but part of a Republican strategy to disadvantage Democrats and minority voters. The documents, attributed to Thomas Hofeller, a Republican redistricting expert, argue that adding a citizenship question would benefit Republicans and non-Hispanic whites. Contrary to administration claims that the question was necessary to enforce the Voting Rights Act, the true intention behind the proposal seems to be political in nature. Federal courts intervened to block the question, prompting the Supreme Court to review the matter currently. Moreover, studies such as the one published in Demography predict that the inclusion of a citizenship question could lead to a decrease in the overall self-response rate, particularly impacting households with potential non-citizens. The anticipation is that there could be an 8% larger drop in self-response rates for households with non-citizens compared to those with only citizens, resulting in an estimated overall 2.2 percentage point decrease in self-response for the 2020 census. The U.S. decennial census has always been a crucial aspect of American politics and governance. Political considerations often influence decisions regarding the census, from vote dilution and population policy to accuracy concerns, creation of statistical races, and the necessity for political neutrality in federal statistics. As highlighted in a paper by Kenneth Prewitt, the political implications of census data collection extend to public concerns about government intrusion and the shift towards leveraging administrative and digital data over traditional survey methods. Looking forward to the 2020 census, the U.S. faces a myriad of challenges and considerations. A 2017 Congressional Research Service report outlines the constitutional requirement for a decennial census, emphasizing its role in determining congressional representation and federal funding distribution. The Census Bureau's plans and challenges for the upcoming census include cost-saving measures through administrative records and technology utilization, alongside calls for accurate and comprehensive data collection. Concerns regarding funding, technological readiness, and cybersecurity remain at the forefront of preparations for the 2020 census. In conclusion, the intersection of politics and the decennial census sparks debates on the integrity and purpose of data collection processes. The ongoing scrutiny surrounding the citizenship question's inclusion underscores the broader implications of census updates and their potential impacts on political representation and resource allocation in the U.S.